Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. I'm having a blast and I hope you are too. Guys, we're nearing it. If I'm not mistaken, 100 episodes. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken. And now, if I'm not mistaken, truly, my 100th episode will be quite interesting. You know the vibes. But anyways, though, today's episode, I don't really have a lot to say in the intro except for the usual, like, the program I'm using only allows me to record in 30-minute increments, so who knows how long this podcast is going to be today. I have no notes, anything really. I just jotted down some very quick little random thoughts I had, and you read today's title. We're going to get into it, but honestly, I have really nothing else to say for this intro. Except for just keep on listening, grab yourself your favorite drinkity, which can be like coffee, tea, whatever you're into, soda, water. I don't know. Who am I to judge you right now? So it is Sunday. I purposely upload on Sundays because Sunday is a day of rest for most people. And so with that being said, I hope that you're able to rest, relax, just head into the new week and whatnot. And yeah, I will see you guys on the other side. Stay tuned. And we're back, ladies and gents. And you knew this was coming. You already know. Do I even need to explain it? Okay. I have been dedicating every new episode ever since my comeback to the podcast myself to just what's going on in the world, to take some time, just like a food for thought moment. I always like to start off by saying reminder that you are listening to this on technology. You have cellular access. You have Wi-Fi shelter or wherever you are. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're on the way to a place in the car. If I'm in your car, hi. No, but just basic life that we do on a daily basis is very mundane, yes, but it's also important to keep in mind what's going on around the world and to just be hyper aware of that. And just remember, if you see people that are not aware of what's going on in the world or just choose not to see it, trust, believe me, do not associate with them. Don't even hit them up. Don't even be friends with them, because that's not what we do here. That's not what we do on this podcast, at least. So with that being said, just a reminder, you know, food for thought, what's going on in the world. At this point, if you're not even up to date, honestly, just evaporate off this planet. It would probably be more helpful for you to be off this planet than you being on it, clearly, because you are not even caring if you're still not aware of what's going on in the world. But yeah, with that being said, you guys, you already know the drill. All of the links for getting information, like people to follow, who to follow, where to follow on Instagram, or just overall so many sources that are up and, you know, just giving information out and staying informed is also key, you know, and the real conversations happen in real life and real time with people in our lives, you know, and that's really where the real change happens, you know? And so with that being said, you know, keep in mind, be thoughtful, be mindful of the world around you. And not everything in this world is about you. We are people at the end of the day. We are human beings at the end of the day. You are no better than me. I'm no better than you. No one is inferior. No one is superior. And truly, it's really shocking that people don't understand how that's a thing. But regardless, just be mindful of the world around you and just really, really consider, just be considerate. I think that's like a big lesson for me as of, you know, in general for all types of life, you know, to be considerate of others, not just empathetic, not just compassionate, not just, you know, a listener, but also just consideration of others, you know. I think that's a really big lesson that we need to learn as human beings, if not really keep in mind. So with that being said, I'm going to move on to today's episode, which is also really hard sometimes. It's just like, I just talked about the darkest thing possible, and here we are transitioning as if it didn't happen. But nonetheless, just be mindful of, you know, your life, your blessings, your life currently. You're probably listening to this on a Sunday being like, fuck, I have work on Monday. Yeah, that's like the least of our problems as human beings in this world right now compared to other people that literally just do not have any form of struggle like that right now. Like I said multiple times, the worst case scenario has happened to several of these people in the world. Just be mindful of that. So with that being said, we're going to transition. I will see you guys on the other side. Please Be mindful, take care, and read the lovely information and sources listed in the description. See you on the other side. And we're back, ladies and gents. So, wow, so much. Wow. Oh, where do I begin? I'm also getting kind of eepy right now, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But if you hear wind in the background, it is just windy today in LA. So just be mindful of that. I'm pretty sure it's good for right now, but I close the window. Just sometimes you can't avoid it. But anyways, like I want to remind you guys all, the program I use to record only allows me to record in 30 minute increments. I know you're so tired of me saying it, but I'm going to keep saying it. So nobody is like, when did you say anything? I have more than once. But anyways, let's get into today's episode. You read today's title, Career at 2024, because we're in 2024. I'm 24, going to be 25 this year. And God, I can't even fathom that thought right now. I thought I would have my life together at 25, and here we are, we're not. But anyways, like, I don't know how long this episode is going to be. Sometimes it's like long, sometimes it isn't. I feel like right now it's giving very mini episode right now. But overall, my inspo for this, you know, this topic today is, one, I'm kind of out of ideas at the moment. I did have other ones. I just couldn't actually like write them down, or like I forgot to write them down, or they're just like are forgotten somewhere in the void of my mind. I don't know. Ooh, void of my mind. I'm not going to lie. I'm claiming that. Trading mark that. That sounds really funsies. That sounds really sick. Anyways, though. The inspo for this week is just like, honestly, I am really reflecting kind of on what it feels like to be at somewhat at peace, not fully at peace, and definitely not comfortable. I would say I'm more like at peace with what is going on in regards to my career and lack thereof, if you will. But I will say, though, there's so much going on in my little brain of mine, my tiny, teeny, tiny little brain, just girl math, just girl vibes, just girly girlness. There's just so much. But I did bullet point all of these. And right now, I'm just at an era of my life currently as an adult at 24 in 2024. Just kind of questioning everything in regards to career and why. I mean, at this point, like, I think I'm just going to throw one of my bullet points out that are like sixth one down to like right now. I've been kind of reflecting on, just for those who don't know, I've said it very few times. I don't really talk about it too much. I feel like my audience is definitely different in like regards to my social media and my podcast. I'm not really a dance focused episode or podcast person. I know there's a lot of other dancers out there that focus on one profession, or like just overall podcasters in the world that focus on one profession. They talk about their profession as like an episode in a podcast, or they make several episodes regarding their field of study, field of work. For me, right now, I am at this point in my life where I'm kind of burnt out from dance, which also feels really not like, I feel like I don't deserve to be burnt out from it. I feel like I haven't really done enough for me to be burnt out from it, which is also another whole conversation that I really don't want to unpack today. But, okay, my son is in this room right now. My son, aka my cat. When I talk about my son, I'm talking about my cat. Please don't ever think I'm pregnant. I never will be. God, no. I love myself too much to do that. Anyways, though. Anyways, so what were we saying? Yes, so dance, right? I'm having this like dilemma right now in my life where I feel as if I'm not good enough. And I know before everybody comes at my neck, being like, that's not real. That's just your brain telling you that. I'm like, I know it is. Okay. I'm fully aware that the concept of being not good enough is not a real concept. Okay. But like in everything else, I don't feel that way. In everything else of my life in regards to any career, whether it's podcasting, whether it's social media related things, content, whatever. Sorry, guys. I can really feel the sleepiness hitting. I don't know why. Oh, it's because I had a lot of fries today. My eating habits today have been questionable. But anyways, okay. So like I said, the whole concept of not being good enough is not a real concept. It's not a real thing. Like, it's not real. Like, that's just not a real thing that happens to human beings. It's just not a real thing. And I personally don't feel like I would say I'm not good enough for anything, really. I definitely feel like I'm good enough for a lot of things. I'm good enough in social media, marketing myself, branding myself, just overall social media trending and all that stuff. And also on top of that, podcasting and whatnot. But when it comes to dance, I feel like I've never been good enough, and that makes sense. Like, I see, and honestly, comparison is a thief of joy. We already know. But then again, like, none of this ever happens in any other, like, realm of my life and career, if that makes sense. If you asked me to make a video, I know I'd do the best shit at that. I would eat that up, devour it, post it, and it would be really good. But when you ask me to do something dance-related, I'm, like, gonna start crying in the corner, like, don't ask me that. And I only say this because when you're in a dance company for however many months, you kind of see where you're really at. And I think as humans, I really think and truly feel that as humans, we lie to ourselves a lot and we're in denial of ourselves a lot. We really just don't, especially if you're a creative, to be honest, we kind of refuse to see where you're really at. And once you do really see where you're at in regards to career and creativeness, especially if you're a creative in general, whether it's acting, dance, music, etc., just any form of creativity, any form of creative field, industry, and whatnot, I feel as if it's so important to go through those moments where you're in denial, because then it kind of forces you to be a little more realistic about where you're truly at in regards to progress and truly in regards to overall mentally where you are. And honestly, I really had to take a really hard, really mean look in the mirror to fully accept that I'm nowhere near talented enough. And look, a lot of besties can argue that that's not true, okay? A lot of besties can argue that that's not real. A lot of y'all that are probably not dancing be like, that's not true. I've never seen you dance, but I know that's not true if you've been doing it for this long. And to me, I'm like, no, it is quite literally true. Yeah. And when I say this, I mean, like I said, like, as humans, we are in denial a lot of the time. We are just lying to ourselves a little bit sometimes, more than others. You know, maybe you lie to yourself more than the next person, the person next to you and whatnot, and vice versa, etc. I lie to myself to a certain degree. Other people lie to themselves to another certain degree. Oh, guys, I really don't know why. Yeah, I'm so eepy. Anyways, though, but like I said, humans are quite in denial most of the time. And also, we do lie to ourselves a lot. And it can be in anything. It doesn't have to be career necessarily. It can be in, like, friendships and relationships overall. And just overall, like, anything you can lie to yourself about as a person. And I know that as humans, we do that a lot more than we would like to even admit. But when you really take a hard look at where you are in regards to career, let's say in this one example, like today's episode, it's where you have to kind of, like, look at where you're at in your career and be like, is this even the way I want my life to be? Is this even worth it? Am I doing the right thing? Like, I don't know. I feel like that's been my whole entire question, my whole adolescence and into my adulthood. Am I doing the right thing? Am I meant to be here, you know? And I could even argue myself that being in a dance company was kind of, like I've mentioned previously on some episodes, that I applied as a joke. I applied to this dance company as a joke, thinking that they would be like, LOL, she's not talented. Like, there's no way she's going to get into this company. And that's how I really thought of it. I was like, well, I really just sat there. I applied because it took me 5 minutes. I was sitting on my toilet when I applied. And honestly, it took me not even 8 minutes to do. And then I was like, yeah, press submit, boom, never looked back, never thought about it again. And boom, I get like an email like 3 weeks later or something like that. I'm like, oh, I forgot about that. And I forgot that that was a thing. So I am questioning everything and why. I don't really know. I don't know if I'm doing the right thing. I don't know if I'm in the right place. And when I was in a dance company, it did feel like I was in the right place because everything was so in line and in tune with who I am. But when I say and I ask myself, is dance right for me anymore. I ask this because I'm not 100% in it. And when I say that, I mean like in the moment, sure, I am fully in it. And I don't think I would ever lose that feeling. I'm not on my phone. I'm not even on my watch. I'm not even checking anything in the world right now. And those 4 hours of cheating. Ooh. But when I say that, is Dan's right for me anymore? And I start questioning Dan's, like, the one thing that's been consistent my whole life, the one thing I've dedicated all of my time to and never really looked back from and never really gave up on it. I really start to worry it's like gotten to that point, because I only look at this and I ask myself, because when I say I'm not 100% in it, it's not when I'm not physically there. It's like when I'm there in the studio, I'm 100% there, 100%. But it's not always easy to be 100% in something when the entire world around you is not doing like the best, or the environment of what you live in or you're dealing with. On top of that, you know, the current situation with our world today, like what the fuck is going on in the world, plus on top of that, and a recession, inflation, the stress of trying to make ends meet, you know, it's like, it's really scary to think about. It's like, I want to be 100% involved in something in regards to my career, and 100% involved when it comes to bettering myself and whatever that looks like. It doesn't have to necessarily be career in this aspect, but today it's just going to be focused on career. It's like, at what point is like, okay, I'm not 100% in it, and I feel awful about that. I feel guilty. Because honestly, pre-pandemic, dance was all I could think about. There was nothing else that mattered to me. Absolutely nothing else. Nothing mattered except dance. Nothing mattered except me showing up. Like, I was fearless at that time. I had no expectations. I had no fear. I had really no sense of, oh, I can't do this kind of vibe. And now I feel like I only have that kind of sense of vibe where I'm like, I really can't. I don't really think I can do this. Like, realistically, can I? Yes, of course. Duh. But there are some days where I don't feel like I can. There are some days where I'm like 100% not in it. Maybe I'm like 50% in it. The other 50% of me is tired, sleepy, or, you know, worried about something, or focused on how what I'm doing in this moment might not lead me to finances that I want to look at. You know, it's just so many factors. And obviously, to be driven by money and fame and fortune is not the way to how to live life. That's not what I'm saying, nor do I ever plan to live my life like that. That's not the way to live life. But is dance right for me anymore? It feels like I've kind of reached a burnout in it. Not to say that I would give it up, for sure. I don't ever see myself giving up on dance at all. I really just don't see that. I don't really see that ever happening to me. And I actually just danced this morning. I did ballet, so life was good. You know, like, I had a great time. Everything was great. I felt super great. But I say all this because it's just really hard. I'm really at a big predicament of myself where I've been doing dance for this many years and this long, and I've kind of made what feels like zero progress, or at least what I would consider as progress. We all consider progress to be different and success to be very different. We're all different people. And for me, it doesn't feel like I've even scratched any surface, and it feels very embarrassing for me. Other people might argue that, no, that's not possible. You're clearly out here doing the thing. You're doing the shit. You're trying your hardest. And I'm like, do I feel like I'm doing enough, though? That's where the topic of, oh, I am honestly, you know, not ready. I'm not doing good. Or I'm just, you know, I don't know, dude. It's just really hard. I don't know what's actually going on with me at this point. Like, what the actual fuck is a career? Like, be for real. And there's really no direction to this episode, like my life, it feels like. But do I have ideas? Yes, I have tons of ideas. I have so many different ideas that I want to utilize. But I think another bullet point of mine for overall, just like, in regards to career at 24 and 2024, it's like, I have all these ideas and I'm very proud of them. They're good ideas, and I am actually very solid and proud. And honestly, I really believe in the vision that it could be and the success that it could build. But it's really hard to find, to have these ideas, right? To trust these ideas of myself, right? And it's not the fear of failure. I mean, that is a big fear. Duh, of course. Who isn't afraid to fail? But especially when you're talking financially. Cool. If you want to talk about like failing in regards to anything else, you fail at a test, you fail at your driver's license, you fail at something kind of simple, but it feels like the end of the world to you. For me, failure and all of those are fine. But when it comes to failing at money is like where I draw the line. Like, I don't feel like I should just be risky with money the way I am currently. So it's just really hard when you have all these ideas you want to say or do or just work on making happen for yourself. And all of a sudden, you don't know who to trust. You don't know who is the best person to talk to for financial advice to help you make financial decisions, because it feels like everything could blow up in your face at any point in time, especially when it comes to money. Especially when it comes to money, because you don't know who you can trust financially speaking in regards to like who you trust with your ideas, how much money you have and whatever to say what you want to say and do what you have to do and stuff like that. I feel like it's very taboo currently and in this day and age to like, you know, mention finances and whatnot. And sure, to each their own, because I don't really think it's that taboo, if that makes sense. I don't really believe in the whole keeping your finances a secret is that crazy. I just think that it should be kind of something that you're honest about when asked. But then again, who am I to judge or who am I to ask, you know? And so that's where the whole concept of like, who do I trust with my ideas? Who do I trust with my financial decision making aside from myself? And it's nearly impossible, it feels like. At least to me, it doesn't feel realistic. But at the end of the day, though, it's like, it's crazy to think about that, you know. It's just, I don't know, dude. Like, I feel like this entire episode is just a huge I don't know. But that's where I'm at. Like, I'm going to be really honest. Like, I don't know what's next for me. Like, I kind of do know what's next for me. But at the same time, like I said, what actually is going on right now? God forbid, I don't know. And I posted a tweet, actually. Oh, I actually don't even have it up. But I posted a tweet a little while ago this week of somebody that was turning 23. I'm 24, turning 25 this year. And I think they were asking, the person in the tweet was asking, like, what is it? Like, what are some, like, what's some advice that you feel the need that you want to share with me as I turn 23 this year? And for me, I put the first one being, you're going to change your mind over and over again, and it's best to just let that happen. Number two, your goals will also change throughout time because you evolve as a person. And you, when it comes to, like, goals that you want to reach, the goals that you want to reach vary by person, of course, right? But it's a matter of, you know, who, or not even who, just more like Whoville? No, I'm kidding. Just a matter of, wow, I don't know where I went with that sentence. Guys, I'm really tired. I don't know why I've been getting up early too much, I guess. I don't know. But I don't know, you guys. Like, this entire episode is just going to be a big I don't know, because, like, I'm really at a big stage in my life of my career, or lack thereof one, being like, oh, I don't know. And it sucks that I have to accept the fact that, like, that's really my life right now. Is it possible to change? For sure. And will I? 100%. But right now, dog, like, I don't feel inspired, if that makes sense. I don't feel like I can take on the world. I can take on the day. I don't feel that way, which is also a really harsh realization for myself to be put in that position of not knowing where I'm supposed to be and kind of just questioning every single move, decision, application, all of that stuff and more. Being scared of what the outcome is and wasting my time. Because look, like I mentioned so many times this past few episodes, being rejected from every company I emailed and reached out to and applied for and went above and beyond for certain ones that didn't even pay me anything, that probably didn't even watch what I sent them and whatnot. And it really just felt so awful. It felt horrible. It felt depleting. It felt just like embarrassing. It just felt wrong. And so I don't know, guys. Life is just one big blob right now. And I have more notes, don't worry. But like I said, I'm kind of questioning where I'm at. But like I said, with this like Twitter username or this person on Twitter, they were like, some advice to give me now I'm turning 23 from other 23-year-olds. And I gave them my advice. And then the third thing I said is that, the third thing I said in regards to that was, oh, I can't even remember. The first one was, what was the first one? Whoa, I'm blanking out right now. I don't remember. I think the first one, the first bullet point I had in regards to, what is it? God, guys, I'm really tired. I really wish I wasn't. This is like the worst episode I've ever dropped. But anyways, okay, we're moving on to a new thought, a new clean slate, if you will. I really want to talk about my favorite YouTuber right now. Her name is MyFam. If you guys don't know her, she's 21 recently, as of December last year, apparently. And she lives in New York. She's from Canada. I believe her parents are Vietnamese, or her mother is. And I've been following her, I think, for a little while now. Definitely at least almost a year, if not already a year, but just barely, you know. And she basically worded her life, you know, to being a millionaire at like 20 at the time, only 21 just as of, you know, a couple weeks ago, last month or whatever. I was really inspired by, she had like an interview with this other, these other two YouTubers and filmmakers, I believe. I feel like everybody knows them, but I can't remember them. I just started getting into their episodes and their podcasts. So I will link that episode below for the MyFam interview and what you guys want to see from that. But basically, she is a YouTuber. She's from Canada, and her parent, or her at least mother, is Vietnamese. And she was basically just saying every now and then her growing up situation was really tough, especially as immigrant parents. I can definitely relate as well. I feel like all immigrant parents, we just kind of all get each other, or they all get each other, you know, they all kind of act the same, just in different fonts and different cultures and whatnot. And so with that being said, I mean, oh my God, I can't think. Fuck. Oh yeah. MyFam. She is, like I said, a millionaire at like 21, or I think she also said 19. It could have been, I don't remember, but long story short, I remember her being in, like, you know, this podcast episode with these two filmmakers and YouTuber guys that are just on their podcast, and they're asking all the important questions, like, dude, how'd you do it and stuff like that. And a part of me is like, I bring this up because she's kind of my inspo at the moment. Like, her manifestation is quite actually impressive. She manifested her entire career at the age of like 7. Do you know how powerful you have to be? Like, she was talking about in this interview, like, how she really, like, just kept believing in herself. And if it came down to even being, like, something super unrealistic, she'd be like, no, it's going to happen. It's going to make it work. And I'm usually like that, too. It's just, like, some days are harder than others, obviously, where you feel like you can't do it all. And also, on top of that, you feel like what you're doing isn't enough. And on also top of that, you're over here stressed about it, and you're just kind of at a, you know, ends meet, if that makes sense, which I'm also at currently because I'm so tired. But also, more importantly, though, I do relate to that in that aspect, because she was really serious and dead set on moving out, one. And two, she was also dead set being free from, you know, from the job she has at the moment dude, do you not realize how tired I am for me to be mixing up a stupid person from, like, my life and my scenario seasons to, dog, oh my God, what is going on with me right now? Oh my God, hold on, let me take a breather for a second. Jesus. Wow, okay, guys, I really don't know. what's going on with me right now. I'm being really honest with you guys right now. Like, as you're listening to me right now, like, I'm being really, really, really honest. Like, I'm really out of it. Like, I've never been this out of it for an episode. Holy shit. Whoa. I, like, keep having these thoughts in my head, and then I try to say them out loud, and they're, like, actually not computing the way I want them to. Holy fuck, dude. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. This is really authentic, real work right now. But anyways, I don't want to skip an episode, but we're going to continue. And I think I'm going to end this note with my fam. She's also a big inspo for me right now. Like I said, she's based in New York. She's Vietnamese. And she kind of just manifested her dream career at the age of 7. And I remember her recent vlog that she posted, like, I think maybe this earlier this week or something. She posted how, like, she really is, like, really big on manifestation, like we all are as people. But she was like, no, no, guys, like, I photoshopped like a million followers on my IG. We're on the way there, if not already. Two, I photoshopped like how many subscribers I wanted to have on my YouTube channel at the age of, like, I don't know, 10. And it happened over time. And so I say all this because it's like, that's such an inspo for me as, like, somebody that's struggling with career and career decision making, because it's like, maybe I just really need to be more vision board oriented and just really start believing in myself more than, you know, really, I feel like as people, we need to start believing in ourselves more rather than just questioning ourselves or questioning others and stuff like that. And like I said, I do have a lot of ideas at this moment in my life, and I just don't know. Essentially, there's really no manual in life to, you know, who you can trust financially speaking. And when it comes to making financial decisions, because, like, one of the things I want to do is a pretty big financial risk for me. Not risk, I want to say. If I keep manifesting it, it could be a risk. But it's just, like, something I've never, one, done before. And two, it kind of would involve, like, me having to fly out somewhere to do it. Nothing illegal, I promise. Nothing like that. But I would just need kind of like a mentor or just someone to help me make these decisions, as long as I get full creative control. And also on top of that, just kind of be guided in the right places and guided into the right decisions. And it's hard to do those things when money is, like, a really big chunk of money is on the line. And so it's just like, my fam, she's like, no, guys, like, I manifested everything that I have right now and so much more. If it didn't happen right away, it happened over time. If not, just recently happened to me. So I say all this, like I say, because it's like, if you're struggling with career right now, like, to a level of, like, pain and suffering, like I am, to the point where it's like getting to a point of exhaustion, to a point of burnout and all of those things, it's like, I'm right there with you, one. But two, I think that as people, like I said, we have to be more believing of ourselves and just dive in head first, kind of just figure it out as you go along, which is also very risky. Anything you do in career, anything career wise is very risky, that's for sure. But diving head in first, you kind of just don't have any expectations. You don't have any fear. You're kind of just, like, doing this. So you're like, I will learn along the way and I will make the mistakes and take them with me as I go. And also, like, for an example, tomorrow, Sunday, the day I upload, like the days I usually upload, I'm basically any event I go to in regards to a brand I want to work for, or any event I go to just, like, for fun that I just want to connect with a community and people, I call it a networking event, just because I want to put that in my mind, like, okay, I'm going to network. I'm going to have fun at this event. It's, like, supposed to be just fun-oriented type of, you know, events. Like, tomorrow I'm going on, like, a hot girl walk with, like, a brand I want to work for that I've been wanting to work for I don't even fucking know how many, like, years it feels like. And I've been to almost every event they've had in LA. I still have no luck. So you're probably thinking, like, girl, just give up. It's like, I know I've been wanting to give up, but I just, for some reason, can't. I don't know why I have this, like urgency or, like, call to work for this company. I don't know why, dude. I don't know why. Maybe one day I'll find out. Maybe if, like, God forbid I get accepted into this one job, like, I don't know. I don't really know what I'm getting myself into tomorrow. But that's the point. I'm, like, going to this, quote, networking event. Is it technically one? No, but I'm calling it that to brainwash myself so I can believe it. And so I'm running out of time, but I'm also very tired, you guys. I don't know why. I'm just, like, mentally just not there at the moment. But this is me being authentic and raw with you guys. So I'm out of time. But with that being said, this is where I'm at. Like, I'm also very tired in the sense of, like, career, to the point where I can't even form a coherent thought. So this is me being very honest and being very upfront with, like, what's going on in my life in regards to career. I will revisit this another time when I'm well rested and well fed and all that. But in conclusion, thank you so much for listening. I apologize for the disorientation of my mind and the exhaustion that I don't even know where it came from, because honestly, I was saying one thing and like my mind led to another. Goodness, I really don't know what this episode was, but I don't want to skip an episode. I don't want to do that. So there, people can also argue that, oh my God, who cares? Just like rest and stuff. Well, we don't care. But that's not me. So with that being said, I will see you guys in the next one. Bye.